Fire is the rapid oxidization of a material in the chemical process of combustion, releasing heat, light, and various reaction products. Fire is a rapid oxidization, unlike slower processes such as rust or digestion. The flame is the visible portion of the fire. If hot enough, the gases may become ionized to produce plasma. Depending on the substances and impurities, the color of the flame and the fire's intensity varies. Fire is an important process that affects ecological systems around the globe. The positive effects of fire include stimulating growth and maintaining various ecological systems. Fire has been used by humans for cooking, generating heat, light, signaling, and propulsion. The negative effects of fire include hazard to life and property, atmospheric pollution, and water pollution. If fire removes protective vegetation, heavy rainfall may lead to soil erosion. In addition, when vegetation is burned, the nitrogen it contains is released into the atmosphere, unlike elements such as potassium and phosphorus, which remain in the ash and are quickly recycled into soil. This loss of nitrogen caused by fire produces a long-term reduction in the fertility of the soil, which only recovers slowly as nitrogen is fixed from the atmosphere by lightning and by certain plants such as clover. Fire starts when a flammable or combustible material in combination with a sufficient quantity of an oxidizer such as oxygen gas is exposed to a source of heat or the ambient temperature is above the flash point for the fuel, and it's able to sustain a rate of rapid oxidization that produces a chain reaction. This is commonly called the fire tetrahedron. Fire cannot exist without all of these elements in place and in the right proportions. For example, a flammable liquid will start burning only if the fuel and oxygen are in the right proportions. Some fuel-oxygen mixes may require a catalyst, a substance that is not consumed, but which enables the reactants to combust more readily. Once ignited, a chain reaction must take place whereby fires can sustain their own heat by the further release of heat energy in the process of combustion and may propagate, provided there is a continuous supply of an oxidizer and fuel. If the oxidizer is oxygen from the surrounding air, the presence of a force of gravity or of some similar force caused by acceleration is necessary to produce convection, which removes combustion products and brings a supply of oxygen to the fire. Without gravity, a fire rapidly surrounds itself with its own combustion products and non-oxidizing gases from the air, which exclude oxygen and extinguish the fire. Because of this, the risk of fire in a spacecraft is small when it is coasting in inertial flight. Of course, this does not apply if oxygen is supplied to the fire by some process other than thermal convection. Fire can be extinguished by removing any one of the elements of the fire tetrahedron. Consider a natural gas flame, such as from a stovetop burner. The fire can be extinguished by any of the following: turning off the gas supply, which removes the fuel source; covering the flame completely, which smothers the flame as the combustion uses both the available oxidizer, oxygen in the air, and displaces it from the area around the flame with CO2. The application of water, which removes heat from the fire faster than the fire can produce it. The application of a retardant chemical, which retards the chemical reaction itself until the rate of combustion is too slow to maintain the chain reaction. In contrast, fire is intensified by increasing the overall rate of combustion. Methods to do this include increasing the fuel and oxidizer input, increasing the ambient temperature so the fire's own heat is better able to sustain combustion, or providing a catalyst.